This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. My CPA firm specializes in business and individual income taxes. If you would rather read this podcast, there is a link to the text version below the video. If you find this podcast informative, please take a moment to like and share it. Do you have any tax or accounting questions right now? Pause the podcast and call me on 732-673-0510. Today's topic is State of the Union 2024 Income Tax Perspective. The most important concern we all should have in an election year is a selfish one. Is my family doing better financially? Will the person who we vote for maintain or create an environment that puts my family and our country and its citizens first? One main way to assess your family's financial health is at tax time. Did you know that President Trump's tax cuts are set to expire at the end of 2025? If this is allowed to happen, the cost and increased taxes, especially to middle-class families, will be devastating. If the wrong person is elected president in November 2024, you can be sure that these once-in-a-lifetime tax reductions given to us by President Trump will be history. What could this mean in real dollars for your family? The average tax increase, or tax inflation as I call it, will be 20% or more. Can you afford that along with all the price increases and inflation we have been enduring the past 4 years? My family can't, and neither can yours. Here are a few representative examples. The first one, a single person with $75,000 of taxable income. The total tax pre-Trump was $14,489. The total tax post-Trump is $11,553. The increase in taxes coming when Trump tax cuts expire is $2,936, or a 25.4% increase. My second example, a single person with $150,000 of taxable income. The total tax pre-Trump was $34,082. The total tax post-Trump is $29,043. The increase in taxes coming when Trump tax cuts expire is $5,939, or a 20.5% increase. My third example, a middle-class family with $250,000 of taxable income. Total tax pre-Trump, $56,885. Total tax post-Trump, $46,085. The increase in taxes coming when Trump tax cuts expire is $10,800, or a 23.4% increase. The fourth example, a family with $500,000 of taxable income. The total tax pre-Trump, $141,883. Total tax post-Trump, $115,750. The increase in taxes coming when Trump tax cuts expire is $26,134, or a 22.6% increase. This November, vote selfishly. Vote for the long-term financial health of your family. Vote for the candidate that will extend the Trump tax cuts. Remember, casting the wrong vote for the wrong candidate can dramatically increase your tax bills for the coming decade. Maintaining Trump's tax cuts is the most pressing and direct personal financial issue to consider when you cast your ballot this November. All the other talking points are misdirections meant to divert our attention from this real issue we need to be fighting for to keep our families solvent. Vote with your family's financial future in mind. Nothing is more important this election year. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions, concerns, call me on 732-673-0510. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. If you want to become a subscriber to my podcasts and memos, please send an email to chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.